hope you're feeling fit and fine, wonderful and well. Noel Edmonds welcoming you to a breakfast show to get you alive and get you bouncing and beautiful and bright. I'll be reminding you about that new lineup on 247 Meters a little bit later on in the program. We've got the brand new Top 30 coming your way at 8 o'clock.
Music Radio.
And I wonder where this particular number is going to be at 8 o'clock. The Detroit Emeralds. You want it, you got it. I've got a piece of motoring information for drivers heading for the M6 of Birmingham. That'll be coming right up after the Detroits.
Are you all right this morning? You are. Jolly good.
Got lots of money. You want it, you got it.
On 247 Meters, the sound of our times. The Detroit Emeralds.
Wednesdays were weary now, but Wednesdays are
calling up those motorists approaching Birmingham on the M6.
Radio 1, traffic here.
The Birmingham Motorway Police tell our motoring unit that the northbound access to the M6 at Birmingham has had to be closed at Junction 10, the A454 turn for Wolverhampton, because a large vehicle has shed its load of girders. The blockage is expected to last for at least a couple of hours, so be ready for a road closure on the northbound access to the M6 at Birmingham, Junction 10, because of a lorry that shed a load of girders. So you gotta avoid that at your cost.
Monday to Friday, 7 to 9, listen to Noel Edmonds on Radio 1. It's the right thing to do.
The right thing to do with the new Seekers, and goodbye is just another word. It's now 4.5 minutes past 7.
Time should ever come.
Sociable sound swings on at 247. The new Seekers, and goodbye is just another word. It's 7 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Music Wednesday.
And I hope everything is going very well for you and you're feeling fit and fine. You'll have to excuse my croaky larynx this morning. I hope this is not a sign of the times that every morning I'm going to wake up with a voice like this. You want to hear me at 5 o'clock, baby? Indeed, it's Wednesday, the 6th of June, the 29th anniversary of the Western Allies' invasion of Europe. For those who wish to know, that happened in 1944 on this particular day. And it's also the 50th anniversary of the first eyewitness account of a sporting event broadcast. And it was Edgar Wallace, and he gave his impressions of the Derby. And of course, today is Derby Day. We're hoping to tell you the Epsom weather a little bit later on. Steve Donohue won his third Derby in succession 50 years ago. Really, today, quite a memorable day in many ways. Let's just check that weather for
weather,
you.
Weather.
And it's looking good across the UK. Most places will be dry and warm with a good deal of rather hazy sunshine. The far north of Scotland will be dull and misty with occasional drizzle. And let's do a beautiful little piece of album tracking. 8 after 7. OJ's. Album tracking the epic sounds of the OJs from the LP The OJs in Philadelphia, a one-night affair. They don't want love, they don't want marriage. In fact, he gave her a whiskey and sofa, and she reclined. 7:10. Little bit of a spot on the program for those people who rise between 7 and 7:15, where I'll get you out of bed gladly with a sound effect of your choice. And we got the very first request. They were contrived on Monday and Tuesday because it was a new program, but the cards are beginning to come in. Please drop me a line if you want an early morning call to that particular name. Then Noel Edmonds, BBC, London W1A, 4WW. Roger McKenzie did that. Roger's down there in Tunbridge Wells. He's a bit embarrassed about his choice, so he's just left it at Tunbridge Wells. Wants to hear Dusty Springfield sleeping. And you may think that's impossible. In fact, that was one of the most easy things to arrange. Dusty, thank you very much indeed for your cooperation. This is the sound of Dusty Springfield sleeping. And if you listen very closely, you can just hear her false eyelashes brushing against the pillow. Can you hear them? Can you hear them there? I hope you're enjoying this, Roger. A little bit of a sonic wake-up just for you. 7:11. Thank you, Dusty.
We live the best part of your life.
And we do it. The Creedence Clearwater Revival. Back to 1969, the story of Proud Mary. I'd love to give you an early morning call with a sound effect. You want one? Well, drop me a line. I'll do it for you. Clearwater Revival and Proud Mary.
Rolling, 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 rolling on a river.
If you're rolling on a river, you've got some nice weather for it today. Most places are going to be dry and warm with a good deal of rather hazy sunshine. It's 14 and a half minutes now past seven.
This is Nelly Holder from Slade saying, listen to Seen and Heard at a new time on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. All right, all right, all right, all right.
This is Johnny Moran, and you can join me and Slade at the new time, 7 o'clock on Thursday, for Seen and Heard. Please make it at 8, Thursday night, 7 o'clock, Seen and Heard. Can you just imagine Noddy Holder at home when tea time comes?
Noddy, would you like your tea? All right, all right, all right, all right.
I shouldn't have done that. This is George Harrison, and give me love.
What a really great thing to do, 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 do a Wednesday.
George Harrison. Beautiful piece of music. 247, we're living the best part of your life, and George says, give me love, and don't forget the golden crazy phrase that you must utter as you walk into school or going to work today.
There was a dunghill in the middle of the yard.
Of course. Good morning to you. I hope the dawn has popped up rather excellently in your otoscopic organs today. You're enjoying the music coming your way. It's 19 minutes now past 7, 19 after 7. And in case you've been out of the country, or you've just been released, or something like that, and you didn't know there's a new lineup on 247 Meters, Noel Edmonds here on your breakfast show for this Wednesday morning, and each and every weekday morning at 9 o'clock, Tony Blackburn, 3 hours right through to 12, and Johnny Walker at 2, David Hamilton, and then at 5 o'clock, Radio 1 Club. We'll have news of that Radio 1 Club for you. It's a Wednesday evening, and therefore Stuart Henry is doing his rounds. We'll tell you exactly where he is a little bit later on. Interesting to read this week of news about an all-woman expedition from Japan. It's going to attempt to climb Everest in the spring of 1975. I hope they have more success than the male expedition that the Japanese launched a few years back that didn't really get anywhere, and a spokesman afterwards say, hustle! My feet, hustle!
あなたが今お聞きになっているのは BBC レイディオ1のノエル・エドモンドショーです。イギリスでのご滞在が楽しいものになりますようお祈りいたしております。
And it's 20 minutes past 7 o'clock. I hope all those lovely Japanese ladies climbing up Everest have nice long trousers on. I'd hate to think of them getting chappy knees. A very good morning to you. Pow, and this is reggae music. A mind bender coming your way.
Every morning, Monday to Friday, Noel Edmonds can make your heart beat just a little bit faster.
23 after 7 o'clock.
Mind bender.
And the little brain teaser for you to take to work with you. Maybe think about, cogitate upon when you're on the train, or maybe when you're in the office. Maybe you've got a bit of a dull lunch coming up today, so you can think about this one. First of all, the answer to yesterday's mind bender, very easy. The gentleman who was going in and buying things at funny prices and whatnot, he was buying house numbers. There will be a repeat of that answer at 8:10 if you can't possibly work out what it's all about. He was buying house numbers anyway. Today's mind bender, if a pint bottle had all its dimensions doubled, what would it then hold? Think about it. If a pint bottle had all its dimensions doubled, what would it then hold? If maths is not your forte, don't worry. Bit of English lit coming next week.
Wherever you are, Radio 1 keeps you in touch.
Keeping you in touch. Most places today are going to be dry and warm with a good deal of rather hazy sunshine. The far north of Scotland, dull, misty, maybe drizzle.
There's a reason for the life that you live.
Beautiful sound of bread, and let your love go.
Between 7 and 9 each morning, let Noel Edmonds bring out the best in you.
That's what I intend to do, and I'm going to do it with good music, you better believe it. You can find this one on the Warner Brothers label. Comes from the Mystic Moods, it's a cosmic sea, and it's 26 and a half minutes past 7. Good morning to you. And a cosmic sea. I'd like to dedicate that to Gene Cousins. A very happy 15th birthday to you, Gene. Lots of love from Mum and Dad. Down there in Bournemouth, the outlook for Bournemouth today is rather good. Sunny and a high of 20 degrees. She called train. Or Chai called train. Nobody seems to know, but the music's good. She called train and go like Elijah. Time right now on Radio 1 is 7:30. In the newsroom, we now join Bruce Windham.
In Washington, White House officials say that President Nixon might allow the Senate committee, which is investigating the Watergate scandal, to see the records of conversations between him and his former legal advisor, John Dean. Mr. Dean had told the committee... And that's the news and weather at the time of 7:32.
Thank you, Bruce Windham.